Hi, Michael.
James, how are you, man?
I'm doing well, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. Can't complain.
I'm curious, what is it about the world of sports and athletes that keeps you coming back to tell more documentary stories?
Well, yeah, it's funny. As long as there's sports on the planet, there's going to be stories to tell, right? And I just think they're a different breed. They're wired differently. They're in this kind of fishbowl in a sense where people can just all see them and everybody has comments and scrutiny and criticizing and they that's what they strive to get to. When you're at the top of your game, that's what you look forward to. That's kind of what happens at the end, right? When you're in the limelight and you know you've made it when different people are commenting. But I think they're just wired differently, and I think they have this drive in them that's just supersedes anything else. And being an athlete myself, I kind of understand that, and not at the level of Bisbing and some of the folks that I've told stories about, but it's just they're wired differently. They just have something in them that just kind of makes them never quit, never give up. And to me, that's intriguing. And there's always kind of cool stories to tell in that space. So I'll always kind of come back to that for sure.
So, were you a fan of MMA and the UFC before this, or did you have to take a deep dive to get into the?
Yeah, no, I wouldn't call myself like a super fan at all. Like I knew about the sport, obviously. I knew some fighters and I'd watch fights. But I wouldn't say that I was the super fan, and I really didn't know too much about Bisbing's story pre doing this film. I had heard about his eye and that how crazy, like I've never heard of a fighter fight with one eye. So that's kind of all I knew about him. And once meeting him in LA with the producer, that cemented the story for me and just who he was and his ability to tell stories and just how charismatic he is and funny and ultimately, what a crazy story he had, from growing up in a small town in Clitheroe, England, to, being where he is today. Just definitely, I was the guy that, wanted to dive in and tell the story. So, yeah.
Was there anybody else in the running that you think you may do another film about later on, or will you be moving on to a different sport or a different topic in general after this?
Yeah, no, I don't. There's nothing really concrete as far as any other MMA UFC stories. I mean, obviously there's a ton of cool stories out there that we could do, but we've moved on to another film on this hockey player, first Inuk hockey player to hit the NHL, Jordan Tootoo, with the producer that produced Bisbing. So yeah, I wouldn't rule it out. I would definitely do another MMA film because I think these guys just have a different kind of mindset than the average athlete, So yeah, definitely I would entertain doing another one for sure.
So Michael's, as you mentioned, is very charismatic and is quite open, but there are still things that he wasn't comfortable talking with. What is a trick you have or to try and get people to open up to you and to the camera and to the world?
Yeah, no, great question. For me, before I do a film, obviously if a subject's alive, I try to, like, before cameras roll, I try to spend as much time as I can with them, And often you don't have that luxury, right? But if we do, that's my goal, is to spend some time with them where there's no cameras and it's just a bunch of guys or, guy and a girl, if it's a female subject, just hanging out and just really just having a conversation, and really getting them to feel comfortable with me and vice versa. I think that always helps put people at ease when it's time for cameras to roll, because now you've built this rapport, right? If you don't have that luxury, I don't know. I think, and again, I don't want to toot my horn or pump my own tire, but I believe that that's my specialty in making films. And I think that I have a demeanor that's not threatening, and it just kind of gives you that aura of like being comfortable around me, and that allows for just having a true and candid conversation. And that really came about with Bisbing as well, because his childhood wasn't, he it's hard for him to talk about. He had a tough childhood, and I think the ability to trust me and just have that rapport really, you know, made him feel comfortable enough to kind of go down that road and just give us, you know, his true feelings and emotions. And then he did get emotional. So, yeah, I just think just having that rapport with them before cameras roll is always important.
All right, great. So there are a lot of big interviews of in the sports world and in Hollywood. Who were you most excited to be able to sit down with outside of Michael? And who's somebody that, like, because of timing or whatever reasons, you couldn't make it work with?
Oh, man, Vin Diesel, of course. Come on, right? You know, like, he's one of the biggest stars on the planet. So we, you know, when we were having a conversation with Mike, he was like, you guys, you know, we should try to get Vin in the film. And obviously, as a director and the producer was like, absolutely. But, you know, at the end of the day, we just don't want random celebrities in the film that have nothing to do with the film or don't know the subject matter, or do you know what I mean? There's got to be a connection. And that was the cool thing with Vin Diesel. He had that connection with Bisbing because they did a movie together and they built this friendship. So it was an organic fit to have him in the film. And then obviously, yeah, like I said, I'm a big Vin fan and I love his movies. So it was kind of cool to, and then we were able to shoot his interview in his personal private gym. And it, I think it actually had the original Fast and Furious car in the space, which was so sick. And we filmed it. That was in the backdrop of his interview. And no one gets to go in there and no one films him in there, obviously. And to be able to do that, and that just shows the relationship that he has with Bisbing, right? To allow us to kind of come into his personal space, give us the time. And it was awesome. I was geeking out.
Yeah, I enjoyed seeing the car, the Charger there and everything too. So that was a lot of fun for me.
Yeah.
So documentaries that don't really connect with people often can just seem like people just sitting and reading a bunch of facts. But this film is quite engrossing, not just because of Michael, but the way you constructed it. What do you think is a key of making a documentary not just informative, but entertaining?
Oh, 100%. You know, if a film isn't entertaining, no one's going to watch it regardless of how crazy the story is, or do you know what I mean? And you know, I think my goal as a filmmaker is always to try to find that balance between educating and entertaining. But with this film, it was so easy. It's so easy to entertain. And I think it was so easy to like keep viewers and keep their excitement. And I can't really take that much credit for it. I mean, this is Bisbing. Do you know what I mean? Like I've done films or just done interviews with guys that were just like a wet napkin, man. And it doesn't matter how good of a director or editor I am, I'm not going to change that at all. If the subject's just kind of blah, that's what you're going to get. But Bisbing, man, whew, he's a professional. And like I tell you, he's one of the best storytellers on the planet. Someone told me, I can't remember who it was, but someone when we were screening the rough cut, or it might have been the fine cut, and they said, you have a special piece, and that's Bisbing. You could let that guy just talk for 90 minutes, just talking head 90 minutes, and people would watch that film. So I got to give all the credit to Biz, man. And he's the one who lived this life, and, you know, his story's crazy, and he has the knack to be able to just sit there and deliver it in an entertaining fashion. And that's what you see in the film. You know what I mean? So I'm just kind of along for the ride.
That's great. Yeah, there's always something to be said about great storytellers, but the film also looks wonderful. So that's a credit to you and your team. So that's my time. I just want to say thanks again and good luck with the rest of your meetings today and best of luck with Bisbing.
I appreciate you, James. Thanks for having me.
Yep. Have a good night.
All right, you too.
Okay.